Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico continues to reveal the depressing realities of environmental, economic, and social destruction. What can we do about it for the future? The environmental movement has mobilized around the offshore drilling issue, finding new vigor and outrage, perhaps new sympathizers, members, and donors among the affected, directly and indirectly, by the inexorable, undeniable evidence of ecological catastrophe. There is anger, opportunism, and a strong sense of "we told you so" in the air, something similar to the emotions surrounding the consequences of Hurricane Katrina, where, too, the inadequacy of engineered safeguards was demonstrated by inundated wetlands, breached levees, a flooded city, and closed coastal refineries and power plants fueled by offshore oil, possibly from Deepwater Horizon. At the time, the thought was that we would learn our lesson, modify our ways, and revivify the city and coast through the application of values and technologies shaped to the new opportunity. We would understand that our management of ocean forces and ecological systems would change for the protection and future benefit of the local community. Now, here we are again, a different manifestation of the same causes and failed effects. We are dealing with the consequence of our intrusion upon nature, the placement of a city in vulnerable shallow place, underprotected by insufficient engineering, the failure of technology to deal with the complexities and risks of drilling and responding to the challenging conditions of failure a mile down in the deep ocean. And that same nature complicates even our near-term responses, recurring storms to assault the improved levees, or currents that take the oil ashore, or circulate it powerfully in a loop that extends the disaster exponentially. Even in the statements by those charged with response and cleanup, we hear the assertion that in the end the oil will disperse, the coastal consequence will be local and limited and heal itself, and the ocean in its enormity will dissolve the problem away. This is simply not true, and we know it. What amazes me is a fact that has not been much mentioned: the insult-to-injury aspect of Deepwater Horizon, the addition of its devastation to a region already severely impacted by the distribution of nitrates from fertilizers in the heartland, descending through the watersheds and rivers to create a massive eutrophied zone where already most, if not all, marine life is starved of oxygen, dying, or dead. Several hundred thousand gallons of oil does not create a problem, rather extends it probably to a point of no return across a larger arc of coastwise geography. President Obama has appointed a commission. Having recently supported additional coastal drilling, will he now reverse himself permanently? Will he now allow drilling proposed by Shell in the Arctic? Will he cause government policies to be strengthened and enforced against the will of the vested interests? Will he change how permits and licenses for natural resource exploitation from inland to offshore are evaluated and financed? But beyond the president and government, how will we respond? Will our outrage dissolve to indifference as the news is dominated by yet another story? Will we demand accountability by our elected officials at every level to raise environmental impact to primary consideration? Will we change our own behavior? My concern returns to the climate issue, which of course is directly connected to Deepwater Horizon on the one hand and the failed climate summit in Copenhagen on the other. We are living our lives on premises that once served us well enough, but change, made irreversibly evident by dramatically increased population, science, technological access, profit motive, and myriad other factors, is upon us, and the old premises no longer support a successful integration with natural forces, ocean or otherwise. We are facing exactly the same circumstances with the CO2 climate issue. Compelling science, measurable negative effects, narrow-minded short-term thinking, vested financial interests both national and global, lack of political will, public indifference until disaster is upon us. Take a good look at the pictures of Deepwater Horizon. The fire, black smoke, gushing oil, globs of it on the surface and in the water column, the dead fish, fouled birds, despoiled beaches. Take a good look at the pathetic fireboats, containment booms, toxic dispersants, the hapless human response, the destroyed lives and communities, the hypocritical politics, the lack of accountability, the finger-pointing, the responsibility denied, the time, energy, and money wasted, the nature destroyed. When you look at the climate issue, you don't see those things on the surface, but they are all there, scaled up and more deadly and even more impossible to fix. As we watch the climate debate, we hear the same old denials, the ideological divides, the subversive financial arguments, the political games, and the paralytic inaction. How many times can we be made fools of or fool ourselves? How many signals can we ignore? How many disasters will it take for us to see beyond the deep water horizon? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.